Our captain drops us off at the trailhead at Anan Bay. It's a sunny and dry day, but the ground still feels moist. After all, we're in the Tongass National Rainforest. Downed trees are blanketed with moss, and Usnia, also called Old Man's Beard, hangs from the tall evergreen trees. From the boat, it's about a quarter mile hike to the observation deck.
If we did see a bear, we're going to group up.
Jen Cardiac is the Anan camp manager for the U.S. Forest Service.
I'll start talking to it, and then I'll gauge if we need to back up to give it some room to either go up or down the side of the trail. But most important, don't scream or don't run, and we all stay together.
Cardiac is leading us along the gravel trail that winds through the trees. There are 6 high school students today, but 14 have been working on the project. Also along are Forest Service workers and educators with T3 Alliance, which stands for Teaching Through Technologies. T3 Alliance has been teaching the Wrangell students STEM skills, or what's science, technology, engineering, and math. The collaboration between the school, the Forest Service, and T3 is a 5-year program funded through a $300,000 grant. Claire Froelich is a park ranger with the U.S. Forest Service. She says getting the work done before bear season picks up makes it easier on everyone.
With the bears and everything, it becomes harder because then every trip to point A to B is its own challenge of safety and everything. And then getting large equipment out here for bringing a bunch of solar panels, you probably wouldn't want to do that like right before the season, because that's not, you know. So all of those things need to happen now.
Froelich says that this is their 3rd visit to Anan. The group is bringing a generator today because the observatory deck is very remote with no power source. A drone flies past the deck and overhead above the swiftly flowing river. Students are getting visuals of the area to find the best spots to set up live cameras. Jackson Carney is a freshman in high school, and it's his first project with the group.
We want a fish cam, we want one up here, and we want another one somewhere. We're not 100% sure about that one. The bottom ones on the observation deck, we actually have to wait until construction is done to place.
Claire Froelich is helping the students figure out possible areas to place cameras.
You can't get a good front-facing view of it because it's on a cliff going down to a rapid or like water.
She says they're going to try to get a good canopy map and see where the open areas are. They also want to put cameras at Upper Falls, so they snap pictures of that area too. Junior Ander Edens received his drone pilot license through T3. He's been involved with T3 for the past 2 years. He started working on Anan this past December. He says the ultimate goal is to get 5 cameras installed, but this year they're focusing on just 2.
I really love this planning phase, but I really do want to push forward to installation, just like get everything ready, keep moving. And then, of course, next year we're going to have another challenging project within this project still.
That's phase 2, where they will be setting up a camera about 2,000 feet northeast from the observatory deck at Upward Falls. The students split into 2 teams of 3 and start working on their goals: power, Starlink internet, 12 solar panels, and camera placement. As they're discussing where to place conduit connections, Cardiac gives a few suggestions. She says to make sure the wires are in metal because bears love anything that has a plastic, oily taste.
Just be cognizant that bears are like puppies. They will chew on everything.
She also has a fun suggestion on where to place one of the cameras.
Now we want to not only provide the viewing opportunity of the salmon, because it can be really cool to see the bear claw come in and catch a fish when the camera's focused on it, but also now just for outreach, because there are people that will never make it to Alaska.
Brian Reggiani is here with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Upward Bound. He also works with T3.
One of the things that we found that really makes a difference is these community impact projects. So anytime that students can be working on a project that helps their community, it really helps them with buy-in, and they're really excited to learn and grow and help out.
Freshman Madeline Davies joined the T3 program about a month ago.
We've got a lot of measurements for like where we can place solar panels and their wires, like how it's going to run unseen.
Yeah, we got some ideas on how to like connect everything and how it's all going to work out.
And that's 10th grader Kaylee Herman. They're working together as a team.
I was thinking we have one camera for this whole area and then another camera on the side or on the corner over there.
I like the ideas.
Because there's a popular fishing spot down there.
So like this is the most Wolverine. Yeah. This is her favorite spot right there.
It's time to head back to the boat before the tide recedes. The students decided to place one camera showing the caves where the bears like to hang out, and the other will be an underwater fish camera. They also ordered all the equipment needed to complete the project. Besides the bear cams, Edens and other students also designed a Forest Service cabin at Little Lakes in Wrangell. It will be constructed this summer. The students will eventually earn a badge, which is a type of engineering certification that says they worked on a large project. They'll also get engineering credits. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.